Oh, you're finally awake. I was wondering when that was gonna happen. Huh? You've been out for 3 days. Do you remember anything? Thought not. You looked pretty rough when I found you. No, we're in a bunker on the 7th level. I brought you here after the Skyliners ran through level 4. You really don't remember? Well, about a week ago, a group of Skyline soldiers came through the 4th level. Completely decimated Neon City. Nobody knows why. I found you when everyone was trying to escape. You were passed out and stuck under some rubble and... I don't know. I didn't want to leave you there, so I brought you here and I tried to treat you the best I could, but you still have a road of recovery ahead. From what I could tell, a couple of broken ribs, 2 broken fingers, and... unless your memory comes back pretty soon, probably a concussion. No. You can't just leave. Lie back down. No, you need to stay here. No, there's Skyline patrols flooding the streets. There's no way you'd make it out of level 7. Of course they'd care. I saw that pin on your jacket when I brought you here. Took it off you in case anyone came in here to search the place. You're a rebel. What? No, I'm not turning you in. I wouldn't have kept you here as long as I did if I was looking to make money off of you. Don't be stupid. Now, are you hungry? There's not much here. We have bread, eggs, and water. Take your pick. Nothing? Huh. I'll get you a glass of water anyways. You need it. Let me just sit beside you. I'm gonna put my hand around the back of your neck to lift your head a bit, okay? There we go. Now, drink. Better? Good. Why did I help you? I lost everything when the Skyliners came. My family, my home. All of it. I didn't even know if my friends were okay or if they had already been killed. I still don't know if they're safe, but I saw you and I knew if I didn't try and do something, I would have carried that guilt with me, and it would never leave. Call it selfish, but I couldn't afford that on top of everything else. So I brought you here. No, it's not mine. We're squatting, technically. And as long as you behave and stay here, we can keep this shelter. At least for a little while longer. Look, I'm not your captor. I didn't kidnap you. You can leave when you're healed. I just need you to lay low for a little while. Okay? Now, like I said, you were pretty banged up. You're still pretty banged up. I've been applying antibiotics to the cuts on your face these past few days, so we'll need to do that soon. Now? I guess we could do it now. Just let me go get it. I'll be right back. Hey, I'm back. I'm gonna sit next to you again and just grab your jaw and hold you still. I'm sorry. I know it hurts. I know. I'll try and be gentle. I'm just gonna put a bit on my finger and put it on your brow and rub it into the skin. See? It's not too bad, right? More of a nasty bruise than anything. Then there's the one just on the apple of your cheek. Let me get that. Are you okay? Good. Just breathe through it. You only have one more. It's on the side of your nose. You know, honestly, I'm surprised it wasn't broken when I found you, to be honest. But I guess that's a good thing. It's okay. You're okay. Hey, you're okay. We're almost done. We're literally almost done. You're doing great. And done. We're done. What are you doing? Well, you're holding my hand. You like me holding you? So if I just moved my other hand to cup your cheek, how does that feel? You know, despite being as fucked as you are right now, you still look pretty good from here. Yeah, you have nice eyes. Are they modified? Let me just get a closer look. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have. You're hurt, and I don't want to take advantage of that. I'm sorry. I can't. Look, let's get you walking again, okay? And maybe we'll revisit it. You just rest. Okay, I'm gonna go make some toast for the both of us, alright? So I'll come back out when it's done.